This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. State lawmakers working to find a long-term funding plan to fix the state's roads encountered a new obstacle this week from Governor Henry McMaster.
I will veto them both. There's a better way. We do not have to raise taxes.
McMaster told the legislature that he will veto the pending $800 million bill, which would raise the gas tax by 12 cents a gallon to pay for road improvements, as well as a proposed $500 million bond or borrowing bill for various state projects. The governor instead proposed converting that pending borrowing bill to a one-time $1 billion bill to go toward roads.
And the question is, what is the most urgent thing facing us right now? And that is our road situation. We must get started. Our plan provides a way to get started on the roads, work out the structure of the highway department, the commission, the state infrastructure bank. We can come back to other needs of the state, but right now the top priority is the roads, and this is the way to do it right now.
McMaster's idea of borrowing $1 billion doesn't appear to have much support from lawmakers in light of the state DOT's position that state roads need $1 billion a year for the next 20 years. Edgefield Senator Shane Massey is the Senate's Republican majority leader.
I don't think there is an objective conclusion other than the Department of Transportation needs more money to do what all of us expect the Department of Transportation to do. Right? And continuing to run up the credit card in order to meet daily expenses is not the best way to do it. It is not a responsible plan to address our road funding scenario. Now, on the other hand, I'll tell you that I don't think a straight-up tax increase is the way to address the situation either.
The governor's veto threat means the Senate will need to pass a road funding bill with a veto-proof majority. A tall order for the Senate, where a number of members are opposed to raising the gas tax. The Senate this week approved next year's $8 billion state budget package. The House and Senate will now have to work out differences in their versions of the appropriation bills. A bill to rescue the state's pension system is on its way to the governor. It received final passage in both the House and Senate. The measure contains a $150 million infusion of money for the pension plan. A bill that would allow residents to carry a gun, openly or concealed, and without a permit, was approved by the House this week. Members voted 64-46 for the constitutional carry bill, after first invoking cloture or limiting the amount of time for debate. Opponents complained that the House Republican leadership stifled debate on the measure. Supporters argued that openly carrying a weapon is a basic Second Amendment right. Lawrence County Representative Mike Pitts was the measure's lead sponsor.
This is not a privilege like your driver's license granted by the bureaucracy of the state. It is a right guaranteed in your Bill of Rights in the Constitution of the United States.
Opponents cited safety concerns and that open carry will make it difficult for law enforcement. Charleston Representative Wendell Gilliard.
The people are watching us. If this bill passes, the people back in Charleston got a name for it, the blood bill, because that's all it is. It's the blood bill.
The bill is expected to have a more difficult time passing when it gets to the Senate. If enacted, South Carolina would become the 11th state to allow the open carrying of a gun without a permit. The House has also passed a bill that would require health insurance plans to cover a 12-month prescription for women's birth control pills. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.